I talked with a Buddhist friend today who's doing a whole year-long course on death. Well, there's a fast way to talk to yourself for a year. Try to get sign-ups for that. And over the next year, we're going to look at the death and dying process. And you're going to write your wills, and you're going to talk to your family about what you want to have happen with your body when you die. And now, how many of you know that that would be a really good idea? Would it be a really good thing to do? Yeah. Think you're going to sign up for that corn? Sounds easier than the sexuality course. So we know. We know what we don't want to pay attention to. We know what we're avoiding. Now, the thing that fascinates me about that and sort of my passion in life is attempting to get people to overcome that fear. I talk about it as finding the willingness. Finding the willingness to do spiritual practice. Finding the willingness to wake up, realizing that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not going to find anything awful there. You're going to have to see everything that ever happened to you that traumatized you, but that's okay. It's there anyway. It's not like it's going to be anything new. So when we can find the courage to face these areas that we've kept hidden from ourselves, liberation is possible. But trying to be free while avoiding the things that are most alarming to us is not a possibility. You know that? That wise person. Actually, I always like to say Janis Joplin, but it wasn't. It was Kris Kristofferson, which is even more impossible to me. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Okay? It's a very true statement. And this is what we're holding on to, right? All those little areas that we don't want to look at, all those things that we don't want to face, all those things that we just kind of keep back day after day after day. Well, you know, I know I should look at that. I do, and I'm going to. I really am. Soon, very soon, I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll die of old age first. But freedom, you know, freedom just beats fear all hollow. There's no question about it. It is fascinating now. See, I came to spiritual practice at a tender age, and I've always wondered why people wanted to wait until they were really old to face these things. You know, it's like going to bed every night afraid that there's a boogeyman under the bed. You know, it's one thing when you're 5, but when you're 70, it's a really scary thing. If you've lived your whole life afraid that there's a boogeyman under that bed who's going to jump out and get you, it's pathetic. So for intelligent people, it really behooves you to face these things now. Don't let another day go by. And you know what they are. It's everything you don't want to look at. I don't want to know about that. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
I guess both spirituality and sexuality have a component that's fairly private and personal.
Or not.
Or not, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we can keep it private and personal. See, I think keeping things private and personal has been our downfall. Because then what is shared is the most trivial and superficial and usually kind of tawdry of what's available to us.